everybody. Welcome to Juwan for Life, also known as Health, Wealth, and Divine. Whoa. I'm going to get that out the way now because, again, I have got a show lined up for you all today that is really packed with potential. I want to say that again. This show is going to be very, very powerful, packed with potential, positivity, and power. Okay, so I want everybody, if you're listening online, if you're listening, well, if you're on the phone, you need to just call somebody real quick and tell them that they need to get their father on the line. They need to get their brother on the line. They need to get their uncles and sons on the line. They even need to get their mothers on the line. They need to get their sisters on the line, their aunties and nieces and daughters on the line, okay, because this show has the potential to change lives. It can even change lives as well as save lives. We're going to be talking today about we're going to be talking about several things today. There's a conference coming up. It's called the ITEFU Conference, and we're going to be discussing that as well, and that's going to be in later April, and we'll give you the dates and the times and all of that. But during the course of this show, I just want to make it clear off the bat, if you have a question and you'd like to make a comment, all you have to do is just press 1 and I can bring you on and you can ask your question and or make your comment. We're going to be talking about healing our men. That's the theme of this show. We're going to be talking about healing our men because this is going to be the Men System Intensive 2019 coming up. And we're going to tell you about all of that and how you can attend that and how you can benefit from it and what it is. Okay, we're going to be hearing from people that have actually undergone the intensive training, and they're going to be sharing the benefits of the training and why you need to get this training, because we as men, we've got special needs. I mean, sisters got special needs as well. I mean, so they're equally special, but we need to know in terms of men what those needs are, okay, and why we need to know what those needs are so that we can benefit from getting information that can help us in terms of understanding ourselves. We need to understand who we are and why we are the way we are, okay? So we're going to be talking about all of that, but my special guest for today is Orwa Amtahudi Kamo. He is the he's one of the many Osiriset chiefs and priests in the Osiriset society. And for the last 27 years, actually, last 30 years, he's been responsible for the administration and of classes and ceremonies for the African American community in Philadelphia, Trenton, New Jersey, as well as Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And with the assistance of the priesthood body there, he has officiated marriage, funerary, and naming ceremonies, and sponsored scores of uplifting community programs. And professionally, he has over 30 years of experience in business development focused on marketing, retail sales, and real estate. He's been instrumental in the founding of several Osiriset ventures, including current retail operations of the Nile Cafe Vegan Restaurant and New Waters, which is a industrial-scale water purification business. He also played a pivotal role in the acquisition of the 20,000-foot complex in Philadelphia that serves as the group's headquarters and retail operations. He also has begun his training like over, you know, so long ago, over 30 years ago, at the age of 16. He has gone on to become proficient in Japanese Goju and later went on to found his own capoeira group in Philadelphia. His early exposure to breathing and meditation practices in these arts matured with his training in Taoist yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, and Iron Shirt Qigong under the direction of the sage Shechem Shechem, Dr. Rahun Nefer Amen. Orwa is the proud father of 13 children, the product of his 35 years of marriage, and today he is back with us. We did an awesome show, everybody, last week on the ITEFU conference, and I just want to encourage all of you listeners to go back and listen to that show as well, filled with a lot of powerful, positive information that is going to tie in to this show today. Orwell, it's always a pleasure to have you on, my brother. Thank you so much for being my guest again today. Looking forward to another great interview. Thank you for coming back on.
Thank you for having us, Juwanza. Appreciate you.
You know, Orwell, as I mentioned at the beginning, that we as men have special needs. Again, as I mentioned, they're not more special than women, but no less special. And unique is probably the word that I should have used. Very unique. We're unique in our makeup. We're unique in the needs that we have. And this upcoming event, the Men System Intensive 2019, is going to help brothers to understand ourselves, to understand those needs. And there's going to be a lot of information given at the intensive. And we're fortunate enough that, as well as having yourself on, we'll be having other people on as well to talk about the intensive and, you know, their experiences, their testimonials of having gone through that system. But for those who are tuning in for the first time and don't know, when we say the MIN system, it's the MIN system. What is the MIN system intensive? And so that our listeners have an idea of when you're talking about it, what it actually is. What is the MIN system?
Well, thank you again, brother, for having us on. And I want to give thanks to my teacher, Shekhem Shekhem, Dr. Ron Nefra-Men, for putting me on the path that I'm on right now. And the importance of what we're doing right now is that black men are stressed out. Black men are devitalized. We're undernourished. We've bled ourselves. We've exposed ourselves to toxins, not only in the environments that we find ourselves in, a lot of us working type of jobs that put us on, you know, at risk, the neighborhoods that we're in, the historical issues, the things that we've inherited from the experience that we've had in this country, and the current everyday stressors that we find ourselves under. That's why we have the shortest lifespan. We're the highest incidence of all diseases in this country because we have been under a physical, a psychological, a spiritual, a biological attack. And that's the importance of what we're doing with the ITEFU conference and particularly the men training, is that we have to reach back to find our ancestral understanding of health and combine that with the latest technology that's available to be able to have the type of routines in our daily lives that address the stressors that we're under, so that we can respond to those, and we can salvage our health, our productivity, our vitality. So the MIN system just comes out of some, my personal training of over 30 years, my partner, Meki Rasa-Men, decades of experience as well, and we formed a partnership with a dear friend, mentor, and teacher, Sifu John Chen, who has been treating a lot of our brothers here in Philadelphia and even throughout the country when they come visit us, to put together the type of training that will help our brothers to be able to handle the onslaught that we face on a daily basis. So Min is actually the name of an ancient Egyptian god, which when you see him depicted, he has his phallus in his hand. He's mummified, as in free of corruption, as the image of Osir. He's wearing the plumes of Amen on his head, which means that he is established himself in his transcendental consciousness, and he's holding the flail of discipline, of self-discipline, the work that needs to be done on oneself in order to protect yourself from the corruptive influences in the world that affect our physical, our mental, our psychical, and our spiritual health. So that's what the MIN system is about, that body of knowledge. And MIN is an acronym for Male Inner Neigong, which is a Taoist Qigong practice of cultivating your inner strength, inner energy, your vitality, your life force. And by the way, brother, I have my partner, Meki Rasa-Men here, who has played a principal role in helping to put this system together as well.
How you doing, Brother Dwanza?
Awesome, my brother. How are you?
Fantastic. Great to be here.
Good. I'd like to.
Good to be here.
Welcome back to the show, my brother. We did an awesome show with Meki Sarah last year, talking about this very system, and I want to encourage everybody to go back and listen to that show. That show is also in the archives as well. If you could, just so that we can put this show in context, okay, when we're looking at a picture, or if we all remember back in the day when we were younger, we would do jigsaw puzzles, and there would be, little pieces that formed a bigger piece, and then you would put this piece connected with another piece, find the right piece, and the whole goal was to create this mosaic, to create this great big picture, okay? If we could look at the big picture just for a moment and talk about how this training fits into the larger scheme of even why we are here. Because I think that if brothers knew and had an idea of the big picture as to why we are here, why are we on this planet, why are we even breathing, why are we alive, why are we, on this rock floating through space, what is the purpose of all of this? And then we can tie in how the men's system can actually help us to realize that larger picture of the even why we're here.
Well, according to our ancient culture, the world is a school, and we've come here to manifest the glory of heaven on earth. And you can't manifest the wisdom of God and the spiritual powers that we've been endowed with unless you're tested, unless you are put into a series of challenges. And again, going back to the situation of our brothers, we're on the hot seat. I mean, we have physical challenges. We have personal family relationship challenges. We have health challenges. We have economic, financial challenges. We have political, social type of challenges. So in the ancient Kemetic tradition, the earth is male. We don't talk about Mother Earth. We talk about Mother Heaven, Mother Newt, because heaven nurtures you. But the earth is the stern taskmaster Geb, it's a male, and he's going to you're going to be challenged on earth. But the goal of life, according to the ancient Kemetic spirituality, is for you to actualize your divinity, your divine potential. Many religions say we're made in the likeness of God. Well, why? Why do we need to come to earth then if we already made in the likeness of God? Well, that God likeness is a potential that has to be, driven out of us through meeting the challenges and obstructions of earthly life. So that's the big picture, is that, if you're not growing, you're dying. If you're not developing, if you're not, developing new skills and talents, if you're looking at the world externally as, maybe things will get better if external circumstances get better, then you're missing the ancient message. External things are not going to get better. There's always going to be, challenges. That's the purpose of being on earth. So we have to get better. We have to grow and improve. And there's a science of how to grow and improve from the top down and the bottom up. From the bottom up has to do with the management of your life force, your energies, your Ra force. From the top down has to do with the development of your self-image, your divine self-image, by transforming your mind into a reflection of divine law. So this is the rich heritage that we have from our ancient Nile Valley civilization builders, from Kemet and Kush and so forth. So the men system is part of the understanding that as men we have a different situation with our life force than women, and that is that when we have sex and when we ejaculate, we lose vital force, right? Women do not to that degree. So in the Taoist system, your semen, right, is said to be how many times more rich than blood, my brother?
At least three times.
So three times richer than blood. So now here's the situation, Juwaza. Most of our brothers are growing up. We're not eating properly. We're not getting proper nutrition. By the time we start to get into our teen or preteen years, we start to go through the, adolescence, and we start to get, you know, sexual urges and what have you. Now, just imagine when you ejaculate the amount of semen, right? If you multiply that by three, if I was to extract that from your body, sometimes on a weekly basis, every other day, some people on a daily basis, how much you're bleeding yourself. So a lot of us not knowing, we get into certain practices. We start losing our seed at very young ages. We are not bringing in the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the essential fatty acids and so forth to replenish ourselves. And then on the other end, we're bleeding ourselves. And then to add insult to injury, we start smoking blunts. We start experimenting with other drugs. We start drinking alcohol. So by the time we hit 17, 18, you know, when you're supposed to be peaking in your hormonal energy, which is the same energy that develops your brain, your nervous system, the same energy that you have to take to establish yourself in your career, in your work, and accomplish the things that you need to accomplish in life on GP, the same energy you need to bring to deal with the opposition that you're facing from other men, from other groups, from circumstances, from the environment, you know, at that point, a lot of our brothers are already exhausted. We're wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to my 18-year-old son the other day, and, you know, we were reflecting on some recent events and tragedies, things going on in the black community, and he's talking about his friends and how he's trying to set the right example of, in this case, we were talking about just having that go-get-it attitude, you know, to work and make things happen. He said, yeah, a lot of my friends are just, they're just so nonchalant. They're just so laid back. They're just so cooled out. All they want to do is play, you know, hang out. You know, they have no drive. They have no determination. They have no stick-to-itiveness. And I said, brother, it's because they're devitalized. It's a life force thing. It's not a mindset.
Yes.
When your energy is strong and powerful, you want to move. You want to make things happen. So I'm trying to paint a picture of the young people coming up without this knowledge, without being taught the importance of holding your seed, the importance of proper nutrition. They're coming out here. You see them at the bus stop in the morning eating chips and drinking sodas and sugar, you know, sugary stuff, and they haven't had a whole daily requirement of a B vitamin since they were born, you know, and then they're going to bleed out what little energy they do have through these practices and expose themselves to chemical warfare, thinking that they're doing something to expand expand their consciousness. So it's a mess that we have to deal with. And the men's system is dedicated to helping our brothers to recover their energy. And our goal is to reestablish a tradition that when you were initiated in ancient cultures, you were taught about these things, that you needed to protect your vitality, that the same energy that goes into making babies is the energy that goes into making businesses and making moves and building careers and all this other type of thing, you know. So we were initiated like that in our ancient past, and we've got to get back to that knowledge and socialize it and make it something that we spread among our brothers to regain our natural place in this world.
You know, I think for a lot of brothers, I think for a lot of brothers that one of the issues is the approach to life. And it's in the West, right? So you might take some brothers who look at life and look at their lot, look at where they are, look at society, and ask themselves, well, what's the point? You know, you look at the news and, you know, it's not infrequent. It's quite frequent that you might look at the news and you see that somebody somewhere else, an unarmed brother got shot, you know, then the perpetrator walks. You know, they get off, you know, with no punishment at all. And it happens so frequently that brothers can actually think that everything is against them, everything is against us. You know, we are the first fired, the last hired. I mean, go down the list. We, fill the jails at a rate unlike others. You know, we have the highest divorce rate, the highest dropout rate, highest infant mortality rate. It just appears on the surface that there's a reason for all of these things. But people might think, well, what's the point when everything is against me, when it appears that everything is against me? But there's a law, a comedic law, that states that nothing and no one can be against me, but that all experiences come to me for my reclamation of peace, that I may acquire wisdom. So talk about that for a moment, just because there's that, the impression that if you think about the things that have happened since we were brought to these shores, then it would be easy for someone to take the position that, you know, as long as I'm here and since we've been here, things have been, quote, against us, end quote. Could you talk about that and just in connection with the spiritual law that says nothing and no one can be against us, but that the reason for these challenges is so that we can reclaim, if we reclaim our peace, that we can actually get some spiritual wisdom and power?
Sure, brother. But before I address that, can you just see if Sifu's on the line? Because he has a bunch of patients, and I wanted the audience to get a chance to just hear a few words from him, if he was able to slip in.
He's here. He is with us. Sifu, welcome to the show,
yes.
My brother. Sifu John Chen
Hi.
Is with us, one of the co-founders of the Men System. Thank you so much for your patience. Welcome to the show, Sifu.
You're welcome. Very pleasure to be part of this conversation. As you know, that I am Chinese. I came from the culture as well. However, come to this culture that I see a lot over the years, I treating patients and myself. I'm also into health. Try to understand why every time when I go teaching places and or give a seminar workshop, how come it's mostly women? Where is the men? And then I find out that a lot of men that we have, we die early. You know, just like Owa, which is talking about that, because we waste of a lot of our life force. And so the concept about life force, that what is life force? What does life force have to do with me? You know, a lot of us didn't really think about it because the culture, we don't talk about this kind of thing, or we talk about this differently. So let's not go too far. And oh, I was right. This life force is energy that promote us to be able to do things, to be able to foresee the future. Think about it this way. Every time you're having a sex, you're losing your sleep. What do you want to do? You want to sleep, right? Like Owa said, was right.
Yeah.
Because the body naturally repair the body, okay? So every time we lose it and regularly losing it, where is our mind? We cannot focus. We can focus. We're having trouble to motivate. We're having trouble to get up. We're having trouble to do a lot of other things. So this life force is so important, and we have the whole system to teach us how we can be regain the gift that we've been given all the way through ancient time, how we train, even so-called in the older age. But do you have to be old? And exactly what is old mean, right? So we have a system to helping everybody to understand that there's no such thing about old. It's how we carry this vehicle that we have and accomplish the things that we need to do to live a quality life, have a goal, have a motivation, all right? So this is why it is so important that we're thinking, okay, well, I exercise. Yes, you do. But that's external. That can fade away. Look how great Michael Jordan is. what else he can do now?
Mm-hmm.
He sit around. He has the money. But his life force gradually disappear. And I bet he tried everything else as well. I'm not saying, you know, of course, emotional stage and all that is very important. But still based on this life force, I bet you, if he understands what this is going to do for him, he will come all the way here to learn this system. He will. Mm. Anyway, so, sorry to take over the conversation.
No, we need to hear that. We need to hear that because brothers oftentimes think that the state of their vitality today is going to last forever. You know, we know at some point that we'll get old. You know, like you said, what is old, though?
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of age.
Physically.
And, you know, there's an expectation that, you know, when you're 80, that you won't be able to do what you did at 40 or 30 or whatever. But I think that for a lot of people, they think, they expect that. They think that's a natural decline. They feel like, okay, when I'm in my 70s, you know, I'm kind of expected that I might have little aches and pains. I might be expected that I might have arthritis. You know, there are some people that just assume that as you get old, you know, there are some things that are considered old folks' diseases, arthritis, Alzheimer's, you know, things of that nature. But it sounds like what you're saying is that that's not necessarily the case. It does not have to go that way. And if you take steps, if you're proactive and you actually do something about it now, knowing that you do have control, and if you do understand the body and how the body works, that these things that tend to naturally occur, that doesn't have to be the case, because there are people that are living in their 80s and beyond that are living healthy, still sexually active, men are still sexually active, and enjoying life.
Well, on that note,
right.
Brother Jawanza, I think Sifu can speak from a clinical standpoint, and that's one of the strengths that we have in our partnership, is that this is not just some theory. You know, he's seeing patients on a daily basis, and I think he can share with us some of the issues that brothers are having in much younger ages nowadays.
Yes, and those all are absolutely right. Let's just say this. Every time we go to the supermarket, for example, if you see so-called older couple, you can see mostly women still walking up straight and comfortable. Look at a lot of men. Look at what happened to them. They bend forward. All right, they walk slowly. All right, the bone structure is weakened. So, all right, so what is the bone structure have to do with everything else? Oh, yeah. Bone structure relates to kidneys. Kidney is so-called the life force, the origin and reproduction system. They produce bone marrow. They have everything to do with your bone, your hair, your hearing, your sharpness. Has everything to do with that. See, the Western culture, that different is Western medicine is they digest body into parts. So they say, okay, well, you have this problem, let me just treat this. Oh, you have that problem, let me just treat that. The system from the West is we look at the whole body as one. We look at people, person. We don't look at them as a part. So we have to understand that everything are connected. So when you have a strong bone, you know, when you have a strong bone, your mind is clear. You walk comfortably. Your bone is good. Your hearing is great. So think about that. What kind of life that will be? If you have money and you cannot enjoy, look at this. All our life, we work so hard. Men, we've been given the assignment like protection and provide throughout the centuries. And to the end, we die early. What the heck? Think about that. So what is the point here? All right? So now we have to rethink. Well, why? How come all the women, they look into their body that we don't? What are we missing here? Why can't I have work hard and enjoy life? And so our system will teach every one of the men how to regain that strength regardless. is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle is being missing. Now, with all the culture nowadays, like all I was saying, young people, oh, music, I want to be famous. I want to dance. I want to sing. I want to this. They forgot the root. We need to put this root back to our culture. We need to unite the people to be strong. So if you don't have a physical strength, you cannot do anything. When you get sick, what did you do? Nothing. Nothing. And we are giving this system to the age, the group that need the most. Need the most. You want to wake up with strength. You want to wake up with energy. You want to wake up walking the way you walk. And you're not going to be afraid something's going to hit you and you have no idea what it is. So the system will actually enhance the immune system in the body completely, completely, and strength. So this is why over the years, Oi and I, and we all together, three of us together, that we put the system become tighter and tighter so people can benefit just like that over the weekend. So, and one thing hard to say is you have to try, you have to see, because this is a brand new concept and idea, right? Not until you try. You can talk to some of the people that have been through the workshop, see how their reaction. Only 3 days, they notice the difference. They notice the sharpness. They notice that they don't have to sleep long, but they sleep deep. They wake up, their mind, their brain is so sharp. Think about every day you can live like that. And you only have to invest very little because we decided that we are not just make a living. We want to have a system that anybody, everybody can afford it. But you have to be disciplined. That's the only condition. That's the only condition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So anyway, I'm sorry. I got to run. I had to, my client is here. And thank you for having me on the show. And please, 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 whoever listened to this, give yourself a chance. All right? Give yourself a chance. Just think about this. 1 week, you're going out to eat. You spend money on the video game, whatever. Those money can give your body for the rest of your life the strength, the lifestyle, the energy that you want. All right?
Exactly.
Thank you, guys. I got to run.
All right, Sifu. Thank
you, Sifu.
All right. Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, brother. So we're looking forward to Sifu is going to be online with us on Sunday on our webinar as well. Brother Juwanza? We didn't lose that.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, great. So there may be brothers that are listening to this right now who find themselves in a state of health that may not be optimal. They may be in their 50s, 60s, or 70s, and they're listening, and they're like, well, you know, my best years are behind me. You know, I've got these other conditions, you know. Are you saying that by practicing this system or adopting this system that you can actually reverse situations? Because people will readily acknowledge that if I exercise, if I do certain things, that I know that I can prevent certain things. But what if a brother has lived a life style that has not prevented it, but actually caused conditions that are harmful, that are, you know, have him in a state of ill health? Can he reverse that by doing these techniques?
Yeah, I want to turn that over to my partner, Meki Ra Samen. He's been dealing with Qigong for over 20 years, and currently he's teaching dozens of classes a week, and some of those classes for senior citizens, you know, people of different age groups. So he's had a lot of experience in that. So let me let him answer that question.
Hey, how you doing,
okay.
Brother Juwanza? Excellent. I'm actually going to just pull together everything that Owa said and also what Sifu John Chen just said. With regards to my teaching, I teach Qigong, Tai Chi, and self-defense to elders over at the Senior Center on Allegheny. And I can concur with what Sifu was talking about earlier. Out of a class of, say, 10 to 12 people, basically about 10 of them are women. And maybe one or two men, like every once in a blue moon, because they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thing is, with regards to people being in their 50s and 60s and being concerned about, you know, can I get my groove back with regards to my health and vitality? Absolutely. The thing you have to keep in mind, Sifu touched upon it with regards to the bones. And the marrow, what's also in the marrow are stem cells. And anyone who's listened to the news in recent years possibly has heard about the regenerative capabilities of stem cells. Basically, your stem cells are what all of your cells in your body start off as. And then they differentiate into the different cells, like from stem cells, they differentiate into your heart cells, into your muscle cells, into your bone cells, all of that. And we're constantly producing stem cells, but the rate decreases as we get older. That also, when we're younger, the amount of stem cells we have, that's also one of the reasons why we're able to regenerate as quickly as we do. That's part and parcel of one of the three treasures, Jing. There's Jing, Qi, and Shen. Jing corresponds to, like, hormones, enzymes, things like that. Qi is the motive power, the energy. So when you're talking your stem cells, one of the main places that stem cells are constantly being generated in men are the marrow and also the testes. Because those stem cells are part and parcel of the spermatozoa that helps to make a whole new person. And we're making millions of these things every day. So the energy that's not being utilized to procreate and make a child, what can that be used for? That can be used for a number of different things, one of which is your own cellular regeneration. That's the underlying, one of the underlying secret sauces that's part and parcel of the men's system. And that's part and parcel of what it does. You can literally feel the effects within like a day to 72 hours. Everything from we've had, and this is anecdotal, we've had testimonies from brothers who had issues with incontinence. And so you know that's damaged as far as prostate. And in a day, literally in a day, we've had them go from having to go to the bathroom 10, 12 times a night to only having to go 4. And then wow. And then with a couple of them before the end of the month is out, just going the way they used to in their 20s. We've had brothers whose eyesight improved, who got more vitality. Because when you're doing this, you're reversing the degeneration process, and you're increasing the number of stem cells that are being produced by the testes and by the bone marrow. So you're literally regenerating, regenerating the body. Nowadays, there's one of the top guys in the world, Neil Reardon. He's down in Panama. It's $20,000 a shot for a stem cell injection. Yeah, they had Mel Gibson on Joe Rogan talking about it, how he basically, his father was suffering from multi-organ failure. He took him down there. He got injections in all his major organs. In 6 to 8 weeks, they completely regenerated. And now he's 90. He was 91, I think, at the time. Now he's 93. Mel Gibson, he goes down there and gets a tune-up every 6 months, 6 to 8 months, because he got shoulder injuries, you know, from doing stuff like Lethal Weapon and stuff. So every 6 to 8 months, he gets his shoulder. He gets a brand new set of shoulders. Okay. I just saw recently they got a trial going on now. It was with 15 people. Now it's 150 people, and this is a major concern with regards to our community. These people all suffered extreme strokes. Okay, like total immobility in their left part of their body. And what they would do, what they did, they came up with a technique of drilling a hole into the skull and injecting stem cells directly into the stroke part of the brain. And they showed one woman, she went from not being able to move her arm at all about 4 or 8 hours after the surgery. She's moving her arm around, can talk, everything. That's all stem cells, okay? Now, keep in mind, the system that we're teaching, it helps you to regenerate and generate new stem cells back to the level that you generated them 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. So being able to repair things, oh, no, that's doable.
Wow. Everybody, I know that you're enjoying this conversation. And for those brothers who needed hope, because you have a lot of situations where you can look out. You could just drive down any major city street and you're looking out the window and you can just see a lot of brothers who just appear to have lost hope. You could look at them in many cases and see that they're in an ill state of health. You talk to several brothers and it's clear that they feel like, well, this is my lot. You know, I made some mistakes in my life through bad living, bad habits, you know, and this is where I found myself. Maybe, hey, I guess I'm just paying the price for the mistakes that I've made, but it sounds like you're saying that that you're still breathing. There's still hope. You can turn it around. There are going to be some things that you need to do, but it is possible. You know, we've got some brothers on the line that have actually, you know, done the men's system and have some testimonials that they would like to share as well. I'd like to bring them on. First, let me go to, I'm going to call out the last five digits or the last four digits of your number. Here. 3354. This is Dr. Lester Wright, also known as Sanu Tepra. Welcome to the show. Peace and blessings.
Good morning. Peace and blessings to you.
My brother, thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show. You have experienced the benefits of the men's system. Could you share with us, with our listeners, your experience with the system, how you got involved with the system, and the benefits that you personally have seen from actually adopting and working with this system?
Yeah, I was part of the initial group last year in May, I'm sorry, last April, when the system was first rolled out, and one of the most striking things is at the end of the trainings, the first thing on my mind was, I'll be glad when I come back next year. You know, okay. Just looking, literally, when I walked out of that session, I started planning next year, you know, which is this year, and I'll be there. One of the things after the first session is the increase in the quality of sleep, and it's very interesting. My sleep became very deep and restful. Now, I've been a medical doctor for this will be my 36th year. I'm 63 years old, and when I'm in the hospital, I don't take the elevators. I walk. I take the stairs. Actually, sometimes I walk up and down the stairs. Sometimes I run, but I rarely use the elevators to go from one floor to another. That's just a regular, and that's because of all of the energy. I have to burn it off, you know. Earlier, you know, when Brother Mickey Rye was talking about the senior citizens, you know, there's this perception in American society that being broken down as one gets older is inevitable, and I'm here to tell you that it is not. I work with a variety of patients, and I work 100% in the hospital. And I see a lot of older patients, and it's interesting to me is that a lot of these, a fair number of them are actually younger than me. They might be in their like 40s or 50s, a lot of them. And they are in not too good a shape because of this American, you know, they call it a lifestyle, but it's really a death style. And they could definitely benefit from this system, no question about it. Aging is determined by a number of different things. And this Manqigong system does have the ability to turn back the clock. It can stop the clock, definitely. It can also turn back the clock. And I can pretty much guarantee if you just follow the instructions, you know, it's a simple system to learn, and then you just do it on a regular basis, and I guarantee you'll get some results. You will notice a difference, because I noticed a difference. You know, when it gets late at night, one of the things, I used to feel tired just from the grind of the workday, but I'm at the point where I have to force myself to lay down now. Instead of running to the bed, I have to drag myself to get in the bed. Like, man, you need to go to bed. You need to get yourself in the bed because you got to get up in the morning. That's the point I'm at now. Instead of looking forward to flopping down on the bed and passing out, now I have to literally put myself down. That's the level of energy that I'm operating at during the course of the day.
Wow. Well, thank you, you know, for sharing that, because a lot of people need to hear that, especially for somebody who's 63 years old. There may be somebody that's listening to this show that is 63 or older, or maybe even younger, but when they hear somebody that is 63
yeah.
years old who can to
right.
the benefits of it and say, listen, hey, I've got energy. You know, I have to
right.
drag my, I have to make myself go to sleep, as opposed to, you know, falling asleep in the chair, you know, while
right.
I'm watching TV. You know, I got to make
yeah.
myself sleep.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
and
I had a nice.
Of, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I work out. I had a nice workout yesterday, lifting weights. And afterwards, you know, maybe a couple hours later, I'm like, did I just work out? Because I don't feel, you know, because I don't feel tired. Mm-hmm. And here I am this morning, I'm full of energy. The mints, it's a good system to do, especially to start your day off. Excellent way to start your day off. You can do it any time of the day or night, but it's really good in the morning time, though.
Well, everybody, you heard it. You've got a testimony, and there are more on the way. There are more testimonies on the way. So, Brother Doctor, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to share
mm-hmm.
With us the benefits
sure.
of the system. We definitely needed to hear that. You know, it's interesting
yeah.
because a lot of times brothers feel like, you know, when we're looking at ourselves, look at yourselves in the mirror, you know, you're thinking the thoughts, whatever thoughts you're thinking throughout the course of the day. On the inside, we're still the same, right? I mean, so I'm just talking about when you're looking out and you're looking at your person. But the inside, that person inside of you that used to run 5-10 miles a day, that used to be able to, you know, do, get on the floor and do push-ups and sit-ups, you know, that person on the inside is still the same. It's just that as you're getting older, you might find that your body just won't allow you to do the things that you used to do. It's not that you don't have the desire to do those things. You just might not be able. Your body won't let you get on the floor and do 50 push-ups, or your body won't let you get on the floor and do 100 sit-ups. Although, on the inside, you're still the same. You know, you still like the things that you liked when you were younger. You still, you know, have these same feelings or whatever. Or you might take a brother that's dealing with erectile dysfunction. Okay, as he's eating, well, I'm told now that that's starting even younger. But now you take a brother who's experiencing erectile dysfunction. On the inside, he's still attracted to the person that he wants to be intimate with, but his body won't let him do what it is that he wants to do. So even as you're aging and that outer person is, you know, getting older, you might start seeing gray. You start seeing gray in your hair now. The inside still wants to do the things that he wanted to do when he was 30 or 20 or whatever, okay? But we're here to tell you that this system can not only help you prevent or forestall old age, quote, end quote, but you can actually find the fountain of youth, turn the hands of clock, turn the hands of time the other way, and go back and find yourself doing things that you used to be able to do that you might have thought that you'll never be able to do again. I got another testimony, another brother on the line who I'd like to go to now, Shechem Minakek. I'm going to come to you now, last four digits, 4202. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to the show. Shechem, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you loud and clear.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for your patience.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Could you please share with
Thank
us,
you for having
Shechem,
me.
Your experience with the men's system? As you've heard, you heard Shechem, the testimony from Dr. Lester Wright, and you have your own personal testimony of the benefits of the system. Would you share that with our listeners today?
I sure can. Just to provide some context, I'm not quite as old as the doctor, but I'll be 50 on my birthday, and I have my oldest child is 25, my youngest is 2. So I have to stay relevant. And I work with, you know, high school students and run a rites of passage program there. But one thing that Orwell did not know and others is that prior to, you know, I'd always been someone who was relatively healthy, had high energy, you know, could run a 4.5 40 in my 30s, could dunk a basketball and different things. And then what happened for me is I had kind of stopped doing certain things I needed to do in terms of rest in particular, other things. And then one day, not long ago, a few years ago, I just couldn't get out of bed one day. Literally. And my wife was, you know, it was a source of anxiety for her, I think, because I thought something seriously was wrong. And I was downplaying it, but it didn't go away for several days, over a week. I just almost couldn't function. And was experiencing bleeding. My teeth were starting to get loose and just a whole host of things. It almost seemed like it happened all at one time. And also over the past 6 years, 6 people that I know have died that were in my age range of strokes or heart attacks. And they all had two things in common. One was they were very, very community oriented and very hard workers. And the other thing was that they did not get a lot of rest. And they just one day, they kind of just everything seems like it shut down. So last year, you know, I was knowing, having been a student of Shechem or Shechem all of my adult life since college and having studied under Orwell Tuti Kamo, M. Tuti Kamo counselor for the past 25 years of my life, I was excited about the conference and went, obviously. The first thing that happened for me was that I didn't get a lot of sleep going in. So I'd driven all the way from Pittsburgh because we're one of the communities that Orwell oversees. And but I wasn't tired after the first day. And I had gotten about 5 hours of sleep and about 5 that day, those 2 consecutive days. And the next day I got 4. But the next day after the first series of exercises that we learned that were totally new to me, the other things were relatively, I just needed to bone up on those things and really apply those things. But we learned iron shirt and iron crotch, which was new for me in its entirety as a system. I had never been formally trained in that. And the first day I woke up after having gotten 4.5 hours of sleep, I'm sorry, was there was a taste in my mouth. It was like I'd eaten a mango.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that the jing that Meki Ra was talking about, there was something that was happening with my hormones. And Brother Jawanza, you talked about how, you know, you have that urge, you know, to be with your mate, with your wife, but your body physically can't perform. Mm-hmm. I had actually lost the urge to do certain things. I had lost the urge to exercise. I had been losing the urge. I just wanted to kind of be left alone. That's how I think I was just that exhausted at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And so that came back right away. And it was amazing to me because I remember laying there and I'm like, man, I feel, you know, that feeling you have when you're in your 20s or you're in your teens, you know.
Right.
Or when I was in my 30s for me. The second thing was that I realized that there were other things happening with my mind because I had all these creative ideas. I got up early in the morning and was writing and just my mind was reignited. I realized I had this brain fog and this brain fag that I had been experiencing. I didn't even realize that it happened for me where I didn't have any creative ideas anymore. I didn't have, you know, the motivation to write and to create. And, you know, and my name is Men, so a big part of my life is being creative and being procreative. And that just wasn't there. And that was rekindled. This is after just the first day and after particularly the second day. But after the whole weekend and in doing these things, of course, over a period of time, I actually believe in all honesty that the Men system may have saved my life. I believe that I was on my road to some serious health issue. It's so much so that I didn't even go to the hospital initially because I felt like something was going to be seriously wrong. And so, but when I began to practice things I knew, getting rest, eating properly, the diet, and then doing the special exercises to rebuild myself, I believe it actually probably saved my life in retrospect. And I'm just so thankful because it's very rare to have these type of teachings available to Black men in this day and time, because the best information often doesn't make its way into our communities, particularly on health. And so it's really revolutionary for this kind of information to be made available to Black men en masse in a gathering such as this, because there were men from all over the country who were there. And it was just a powerful experience to see Black men coming together from over 20 different areas of the country and practicing these things. And for me, it's just been absolutely life-saving.
Could you talk for a moment, Shekhem, about the attitude that one has to have when approaching a system like this? Because it's like with anything, for example, when you're doing something for the first time or something is new to you, you can feel inadequate in the presence of other people that have been doing it for a while. You know, like, for example, you might take somebody that's just starting off in martial arts and they're seeing the forms done and they're trying to do the forms and they're like, I'll never get this, you know, and they're looking at other people that are doing it, you know, so effortlessly, and they're looking at themselves in contrast and be like, oh, man, this is just so, I feel so awkward, I feel so, you know, whatever, and they feel like they'll never get it. But could you talk about the attitude that a person has to have when approaching a system like this, knowing in advance, hearing the testimonies? There may be brothers that are listening, they hear your testimony. They hear Sanu Tepra's testimony. They hear Meki Rasamin. Okay. And they say to themselves, will I ever get this? And how long will it take? Because we're people that we want to know, okay, if I do this, how long is it going to take for me to turn back the hands of time? You know what I mean? I hear these brothers giving their testimonies or whatever, you know, I can barely walk. You know, you might have brothers saying, look, I can barely walk. I can't even stoop down and touch my toes. How long is it going to take, you know, for the benefits to actually show? Could you talk about the mindset that a brother has to have when approaching a system to turn back the hands of time?
Sure. Well, I think there's two things. The first thing is that because there are so many people who have had such marvelous results, it does provide an initial motivation for people who are coming in new to say, hey, you know what? There's people from all different ages, all different levels of proficiency, different levels of experience, different levels of infirmity perhaps, and they're having you know, results that really are encouraging. That was encouraging for me to see brothers older than myself or brothers who had different things that they were trying to overcome. And I think that the spirit of and within which the workshop was presented and conducted was one of humility with all the men. And it was kind of like we're here to support each other. So that was kind of embedded in the organization of the event. So I think on the first hand, there's a level of motivation that you get just from seeing what it can do for others. But I think there's a level of humility that you need, because obviously to have any real and lasting change, there needs to be some patience and some diligence and a level of discipline. I mean, I do think it's impossible to have optimal health without a level of self-discipline and without, you know, taking control of the way that you manage your time in your life and your behavior. But what the good part is that the way that it was constructed is that there was follow-up for the brothers, so that there is online things that they can continue to refer to. There was a group, a fellowship group that was established. So there's brothers that we call and we talk. There are a couple online different chat rooms and groups that help to provide that encouragement. But I think that with some day-to-day practice and some humility, understanding that we're all not necessarily where we would like to be in any given moment, I think that people, A, can expect some relatively rapid results, but B, there's a support team that will encourage you to stay the course and experience truly revolutionary things that can only come through day-to-day, week-to-week, and month-in and month-out practice. So I think that anybody, no matter where you are, can experience something that, quite honestly, I've never seen through anything else that I've done in my life. And I've done every form of exercise there is. And I think it's really exciting to have a room of men with all these people here where you can find somebody that you're going to be able to relate to. And so here's a brother that I see myself in, and, you know, this is a possibility for me as well.
Well, brother, I want to thank you so much for your testimony, because it's powerful. It's powerful. There may be another brother out there listening who is where you were, that can't get out the bed, you know, that's where you were, and says, you know, if this brother can do it, and he's telling me that I can do it too, then that gives this brother hope. And so for your testimony, my brother, for the lives that you touch just through this interview, through the lives that Dr. Wright has touched through this interview, through the lives that all the presenters have touched and will touch through this interview, because we don't know who's going to hear this, then I want to thank you so much for your testimony, brother. And, you know, if at any point during the rest of this show you'd like to add, just come on, chime on, and I'm going to keep your mic open in case you have anything else you'd like to add. By the way, Sanu Tapra, your mic is still open as well, so if you'd like to chime back in, that's fine as well.
Brother Juwanza? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted to let the audience know the particulars about the event, if I could.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so it's going to be at the end of the month, the 27th and the 28th of April. It's a two-day training. It starts on that Saturday morning, and then we have a session on Sunday. So that's going to be in Philadelphia. It's taking place at the Wudang Dao Academy in Philadelphia. That's Sifu John's Academy. And all three of us are going to be there, Mickey Ross, Amen, myself, and Sifu John Chen supervising and doing the training. And one of the great things, you know, my hesitancy in teaching and talking about this is that it involves weight training on the root of your genitals is part of the training. So it's something that you don't want to try to mess around with unless you have the proper instruction and also have some medical supervision. So Dr. John Chen is serving in that role as well. So it's something that you can do safely, and as you heard, the results will be immediate. We're having a webinar to explain it further on Sunday night at 9 p.m. this Sunday. So if you're interested in getting more information, you can go to our website, which is osarasetpa.com. That's AUSARASETPA, like Pennsylvania, .com. And if you hit on men's health, you'll be able to view a free webinar that explains the whole system. You'll see have a video testimonial from about five or six or more brothers that at the end of our event, the last one that we had. So you can get all the information that you need about how to get involved and the dates that are involved. So it's actually a three-part training. The first part is at the end of April, 27th and 28th. Then there's the interim, your training practice, which takes place in May over the Internet. So we'll be giving more information and coaching the brothers through their first 60 days that way. And then we'll come back together on June 22nd and 23rd of this year. So the point is, it's 90 days to power. This is the premier men's virility training program. And you can change your life in 90 days. No question about it. You'll be completely different 90 days from now if you can follow instruction and discipline yourself to do the exercises, to take the herbal supplements, to change the diet, to eliminate the things that you have to remove from your lifestyle. You will rebuild your body significantly and have another level of vitality. I have another brother here, Ramenaki, who's a veteran of the system and who's now operating at a very high level in terms of the weight training. So at some point I would like to have him share his experience with you. And I'm going to have to jump off to go grab my son from school. I will call in, just to still be available.
Okay. Well, thank you, Oral. Well, we're gonna continue on then, if that's okay. The other brothers, are you good? Can you stick around for a moment?
Yes. Yeah, it's Mekki Ross. I'm in. Yes.
Okay, Mekki.
Yes, sir.
Mekki Ross, can you stick around?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay. Wow, this is going to be
And Juwanza, Brother Ramenaki is here also, as far as to give his testimonial. Because he's been doing it for a year now.
Okay, we can take his testimony right now. Atef, thank you so much. Welcome.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. So if you could share with our listeners, how you came to this information, how long you've been doing this program, and the results that you've seen as a result of your diligence.
Okay. Actually, I came to it because Orwan and Mekki Ra had been telling me about it for years, and I actually needed it because I come from a lifestyle that doesn't really promote good health. So it's safe to say I wasn't in good health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 58 years old. I can relate to what the other brother was saying because I just had this attitude, in the morning where I just don't feel like it. I just didn't feel like
right.
it. And they had been telling me about the system. So I said, okay, I'll give it a try. I've been doing a little over, haven't even been over a year yet. Tomorrow will be a year. And since I've been doing it, I need to say every morning I wake up, I do feel like it. I'm just happy to wake up every morning. I'm full of energy. I actually did today before I came around here, so I'm actually full of energy right now. And, it's not just so much the physical energy that I feel, but it's also the mental clarity that I've been having. My mind is clear and it's so much more sharper than it used to be. My thinking is clear. I do a lot of meditating, and I found this has helped me to get deeper into my meditations. So much faster and so much deeper. But I can't stress it enough, you know, for anybody out here that's listening. This is something you really need to do. You really need to try it. But you have to be consistent if you want it to work. That's one of the things. You can't, you know, it's just one of those dedicated.
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
That was it.
So when you encounter, say, a brother who might be, you know, changing, wanting to change their lifestyle, okay, wanting to change, well, as one of the brothers mentioned, change their death style to a lifestyle, but they're sitting on the fence, you know, because they're, again, they're just their whole approach to living is just not been one of either taking accountability, being disciplined, you know, taking a position and, you know, or saying, I'm going to do something and actually doing it, you know, because a lot of us, you know, will put stuff off like, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. You know, I'll catch them next year. You know what I mean? What would you say to a brother like that who's sitting on the fence, who's saying, okay, yeah, I hear the information. You know, I know that it sounds good. You know, and you know, I might give it a shot. You know what I mean? But you know, hey, don't press me on it. You know what I mean? Because I heard the brothers. You know, I'll think about it. You know, what would you say to a brother that's not fully committed? Yeah,
I would say get off the fence.
Go ahead, brother.
Like get off the fence. Okay. Like right now, give it a shot. Don't keep on talking about I might try it. Try it. You know what I mean? This is the only way that you're going to get the results. You have to try it. And after, I guarantee you, if you try it today, if we were doing it today and you tried it today, you would actually feel some results today. You know what I mean? Which would make you want to do it again tomorrow, which would make you want to do it again the next day. Because that's how I feel. It's like I want to do this every day. You know, I wake up in the morning looking forward to doing this. Okay. You know, and if I miss a day, I don't really feel like I done something wrong. So, you know, so I would say just get off
like
the fence, stop
your body.
Yes.
Well, everybody, you have it. You know, and we could sit and listen to testimonies all day long. But until you try it, like my brother just said, until you try it for yourself, you'll listen and you'll have hope, but you won't have results. You won't have results until you try it. You know, you can listen to this interview again and again, and you can be like, wow, that was a great interview. And it is. It has been a great interview. The brothers have given us powerful information, personal testimonies about how this information, this practice changed, and one brother said he believes it saved his life. That could be your testimony, but it won't be your testimony if all you do is listen. Okay? That's the first step. Now, what's the second step? Is making it to the conference so that you can actually sit with other brothers who've done it, who've been where you are. And it's saying, listen, brother, we'll go this road together. You don't have to do this by yourself. You've got other brothers who will embrace you, who know where you are because they've been there, and say, hey, listen, you know, you need more information? You know, hey, we've got that. We've got you. So now the next question is, are you going to stay on the fence or are you going to get off the fence and get your life back? Get your health back. Get your relationships back. Mental clarity back. Get your drive back. Get your groove back. You can get it all back, but you got to get off the fence. Wow. Brothers, this has been a powerful show. I don't even want to think, man. I want to keep on going. I want to keep on talking. Mekki Rothstein, anything you would like to add to the information that the brothers have shared? Is there something that we have yet to cover that you feel is necessary to put into the interview?
Yes, we covered everything pretty thoroughly. I just wanted to, again, give the information as far as if they want to enroll and especially to be able to access the webinar, the upcoming webinar, what have you. They can go to oserosetpa.com. That's A-U-S.
ARAUSETPA.com. And then they just click on Men's Health, and there's a whole bunch of information there about the whole men's system. They can, and then they'll find out a whole bunch that they want to know, and also the flyer as far as that contains information about the different sessions that Orwai had talked about earlier. That's also on there, also in addition to contact information.
Everybody, I hope you wrote that down, because this is information, again, that can save your life, not just change your life, not just increase the quality of your life, but save your life. And if you knew, let's say, for example, you knew that you were dying, you actually knew that you were dying, you had gotten a bad bill of health and the doctor said, look, you got 6 weeks to live, and you knew that you were dying, but you knew that if you could make it to Philadelphia, if you could just make it to Philly, that you would live, that you could change things, that you could actually get your life back, get your health back, get your relationships back, get your mental clarity back, get your groove back, you would make it, right? There would be nothing that would stop you from making it there. This is that important, not just for you personally, but for your sons, for your daughters who are looking at you, who are counting on you, your wife, your mate, who needs you, okay? Our mates, our children, our family needs us to be
yes.
the best men that we can be, not just a good man, okay? I assume you're a good man. I assume you're already a good man. But are you the best man that you can be? Your wife needs you to be the best man that you can be. Your daughters and sons need for you to be the best father that you can be. We look in the mirror and we see what we see, but we know the areas that we need improvement in, okay? So if you know that you can do better, that you can be better for the people that need you, then make it to Philly. Join if you can't be there physically, okay, then take advantage of the webinar so that you can be the best that you can absolutely be. Before we go, earlier in the conversation, I put something out there. We wanted to bring Sifu John Chin on, and I made the point that a lot of brothers feel that living in this society, living in the West, that the chips are not stacked in our favor, that things are actually against us. And because of that mindset, thinking that, oh, this country is against me, this society is against me, based upon the things that we've had to undergo since we've been on these shores in the West, people have used that as a reason to give up hope and say, well, shoot, but I mean, why try, man? Why even try? You know, how many times have we heard, you know, they ain't gonna let you have nothing, man. You think they're going to let you have something, man? You know. So how do you interpret or reprogram the mind? Because there's a law that states that nothing and no one can be against me, but that all experiences come to me for my reclamation of peace, that I may acquire wisdom and power. Can you speak to that, either one of the Shechems, Meki Rasa men, or
Meki Rasa men? I'm not a Shechem. But yes, this is the thing. Mindset is very important, and that's one of the things that we definitely work on as part and parcel of the overall system. Because the mind, one single word can destroy your whole life as far as incorrect assimilation of that word in the context of how it functions in your life and who you are and what your self-image is. Most people in the world, due to the society and through no fault of their own, just a lack of knowing through family, friends, different authority figures and institutions, they have a self-image of themselves as a limited, accident-prone human. And the actual reality of the matter is that we're made in the likeness of God, and that as such we have the same divine qualities as God, in the same qualities but not the same quantity. You know, as it was said in various ancient texts, know that ye are gods. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And also that. That story of Jesus in the boat with Peter and some of the other apostles, and he steps out onto and walks on the water, and then Peter is walking. He asks Peter to come out to walk on the water, and he does likewise until he becomes afraid, and then he falls into the water. And he says, and,
right.
You know, this and greater things you shall do. People always forget that part. So the thing... So the thing is, we want to keep in mind that with the right mindset as a divine being here on Earth, you know, that there are a number of things that we are able to accomplish, and that there are a number of things. And then when it comes to that whole mindset of, well, you know, they're not going to let you do this, it's like, no, if it's part of your destiny and you're in harmony with God's will, as long as you're in harmony with God's will, there's nothing that can stand in your way. But that has to be a mindset that's cultivated, and that's placed into our minds like a seed into the earth for that to grow into full manifestation. So that the men system, that's a major piece of the foundation of what will instruct the brothers on as we move forward and as we teach them all the different aspects of it.
You know, the phone lines are lit, and a lot of people have, tuned in, and I want to thank everybody for their call. And if you have a question or a comment, you'd like to just press 1, I can bring you on board. I'm going to call out the last 4 digits of your number. 3203, are you with us? 3203? Press 1 on your phone.
Yeah, brother, this is Orwell. I just came back in.
Oh, okay. Would you like to comment on anything you've heard, Orwell, or are you just tuned back in?
No, I'm just hanging on. So, if you have any other.
Okay, great. By the way, while I have all the brothers on the phone, I just want to make an announcement real quick, because you got to be there. You know that Atef Anensa Amen has a new book out, right? You did know that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yeah, this day in Washington, D.C., there's going to be a book party for his brand new book, Black Pharaoh. It's this Sunday, April the 7th. And that's going to be from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's this Sunday in Washington, D.C., and that's going to be a book signing and a lecture. So starting at 4 p.m. is the book signing, and there's going to be cuisine, there's going to be networking from 4 to 5, and then at 5 p.m. the lecture begins, and there's going to be a lecture presentation, and there's going to be a question and answer period. So you definitely want to make sure, if you're anywhere near Washington, D.C., or even if you're not near Washington, D.C., you just come, wherever you are coming from. Make sure that you are there. And the address is 733 Euclid Street in Northwest Washington. In case you need to MapQuest that, the zip code is 20001. Again, that's 733 Euclid Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., zip code 20001. For more information, please call 202-630-2507. Again, for more information, call 202-630-2507. Now, this event has been priced so reasonably that you can actually bring some people with you, okay? This is only for $10, okay? You get to hear this. For that amount, you can get four or five people and bring them with you to this book party, okay? I say it's not just a book signing. This is a book party. This is a celebration. And if you haven't gotten the book, you really have to get the book. And so you want to go to info, that's I-N-F-O, at Shepsology.com. That's I-N-F-O at Sheps, that's S-H-E-P like Peter, S-O-L-O-G-Y.com. Okay, you got to get this book because in it, Brother Anensa really, really breaks down. I mean, I'm still reading the book. I mean, and it is just, it's phenomenal. I mean, when you see hearing information, reading information about you, you're reading about yourself, okay? The ancient black founders of Kemet, okay, the pharaohs, the builders of the pyramids, the creators of what we now know as Kemetan spirituality, the creators, that's you, okay? So when you're reading this book, you're actually reading about you, okay? So make sure that you're in Washington, D.C., and if you're there, go to this event. You don't want to miss it. Again, it's Sunday, April the 7th from 4 to 8 p.m., and then, again, the book signing is from 4 to 5. From 4 to 5, there's going to be cuisine, networking. The lecture starts at 5, so you don't want to miss it. So don't just get there at 4 p.m. It starts at 4, but you get there at least at 3:30. You know, give yourself a chance to sit down comfortably, find a seat, you know what I mean? You don't want to come running through the door during the book signing. Get there early, okay? So, again, I want to thank everybody for the contribution to the show today. Did anybody else have any parting words, any questions before we go? Because this has been very, very powerful. And a system such as this, we can only give you a little bit of it in an hour and a half, okay? But in order to experience it, you've really got to be there. Shechem, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
What I would say in parting. Yes, I am. Can you hear me? What I would say in parting is that, you know, Steve Jobs was a billionaire. But when he was at a certain juncture of his health demise, not even his money could save his life. There is no amount of money that you should be unwilling to invest in your health. Because if you're not here on this plane, if you don't have the energy to think, to function, to move you, you can't do anything here on earth. If you're on the fence, do what you can to get to this event. There is nothing else like it in the country. It is life-changing. I want to thank Sifu John Chen. I want to thank Atef Meki Rasaman. And I want to thank my teacher and counselor, Orwa M. Tahuti Kamo, for a tremendous event that every black man should be trying to get to who is listening to this right now.
Thank you, my brother. I certainly appreciate your contribution, your testimony, and the work that you do to help uplift the minds of our people. Thank you so much. We've got another call. Okay,
thanks.
So I'm coming to you next.
Brother
yes,
Duanza?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I also wanted to let the brothers know that are on, if they're interested in getting on our mailing list, the email is oseraosetpa@gmail.com. That's oseraosetpa@gmail.com. Again, AUSARAUSETPA@gmail.com. And that'll put you on our mailing list.
Awesome. By the way, I want to let everybody know, too, before and I see you call, I'm getting ready to come to you. If you're listening and you're not a follower of this show, you can actually follow the show. If you're listening online, all you have to do is just click follow, and then you'll be notified every time I do a show. You'll be notified of the date, the time, the guest, and the topic. Okay, so all you have to do is just click follow. If you like what you're hearing today, trust me, there's an archives full of shows with priests and priestesses of the Oseraset Society. We've done shows with Shechem Shechem, Dr. Rawan Nefer Amen, Dr. Orwa and he met Orion Comet. I mean, of course, Orwa Amtahudi Kamo, we've done shows with Queen Mother Mashta, my man. We've done shows with Queen Mother Metera Reet. I mean, we've got still all kinds of shows and on comedic spirituality. So you definitely want to follow this show so that you can learn and grow, and we can all learn and grow together. Okay, so let me come to my next caller. Okay, let's see here. 6378, you're on the air. Thank you so much for your patience. I'm sorry, 8378, you're on the air. Thank you so much.
Hetepu.
Hetepu.
This is Herkman Ra.
Hetep.
So,
welcome.
My question, thank you. My question is, what is the difference between what the men system is doing for me compared to what the Ra Qigong system does for me?
Okay. There may be a little bit of noise in the background. Check on my crew has to turn on the our water machine here. Okay, so,
okay.
Yeah, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In reference to what the brother was asking about, there the Ra Qigong is another branch of the overall conditioning that's done to the three treasures, Jing, Qi, and Shen. There's different levels of different levels of program of gong for different situations as far as mind, body, spirit, and they all have their place and they all have their purpose. We have people doing men and we have people also doing the Ra Qigong. They complement and supplement each other. Always remember a gong. The meaning of gong is something that you develop through skill, hard work, dedication, perseverance, and time. So whenever you're talking about, say, Qigong, that's life force cultivation and preservation techniques. So Ra Qigong is a life force cultivation and preservation technique, and so is the men system. Then you have the men system's also a Nagong technique, as far as that goes deeper. There's also Qigong. Qigong is physical work, as far as things like weightlifting and running and what have you. Then there's an aspect that we teach as far as the Qi striking, the Qi as far as where you hit different acupuncture meridians with the metal strikers that you'll be able to get from us, and that also helps from a Qigong standpoint. Qigong standpoint, and you do it with the breathing that we instruct you with, it also helps on the Nagong standpoint. All of it helps to develop what's called at the higher levels Nadan. Nadan is the inner pill, the inner medicine that your body creates for you to regenerate. So in summary, Ra Qigong and the men system, they're complementary and supplementary to each other. You can do both.
All right. Thank you very much. That answers
my
question perfectly.
Oh, no
yes,
problem.
It does.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Peace. Head
tap.
All right. Head tap.
You know, I want to thank again everybody for taking time out of their day to tune in. This show is going to be archived approximately 30 minutes after its completion. So if you want to hear this information again, or you know somebody that you want to hear this information, this show is going to be archived. So you can just give them the web address, and I'll give that to you, and then you can have them come over and listen to the information again. Now let me give you that address. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/Jawanza for Life. Jawanza is J-A-W A-N, like Nigeria, Z like Zimbabwe, A, the number 4, not the word, but the number 4, life, L-I-F-E. So again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Jawanza for life. So if you're listening by phone right now, and that's how you got the that's how you got on, somebody sent you the telephone address, but you didn't get the web address, and you'd like to follow the show as well, that's how you do it. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Jawanza for life, click follow, and then every time I do a show again, you'll be notified of the date, the time, the guest, and the topic. So if you're feeling this information, let me give you another Blog Talk Radio that you can go to and check out. Tawi, Blog Talk Tawi, T like Tom, A-U-I. Okay, just go to your computer, punch in Blog Talk, and then Tawi. Okay, and it's going to take you to that set of Blog Talk shows, and you can listen to Shechem and Shechem himself go through and talk about different aspects of comedic spirituality. So, again, I want to thank everybody for their time. Thank you, Owa Hamtahudi Kamo. Special thanks to Sifu John Chen. Thank you so much to, I'm sorry, the doctor who came on. Sorry, my brother. Dr. Lester Wright, Sanu Tipra, Shechem Menakek. Again, Shechem, I'm sorry, Meki Ross Amen, thank you so much. And again, want to encourage everybody to make it out to Philadelphia if you can, because this can change your life. So everybody, again, I really appreciate your time. And this format has been created for you, okay? There are often times when you change your life or in the process of changing your life, you need information. You need all of the information about what it is that you're getting into that you need, that you can get, right? So we've done shows on the 11 Laws of God. Dr. Orwa Hehi Medaran Kamas did an awesome series on the 11 Laws of God from Amen to Gab, okay? Those shows are in the archives. We did a series with Dr. Orwa Hehi Medaran Kamas on the 7 Divisions of the Spirit. Okay, those shows are in the archives. We've done shows with Hechem Suheru, Sekhemeh Abneter, on the different winter solstice. I'm sorry, not the winter solstice, but the equinoxes. Those shows are in the archives. We did an awesome show on Menab meditation. Those shows are in the archives. Okay, again, shows with Queen Mother, Mashtam Amen, shows are in the archives. Okay, did an awesome show with Shechem Amhetra Hemma'at on meditation is more than just breathing and relaxation. Those shows are in the archives, okay? So if you're loving this information and you want more, okay, you feel like, oh, man, this is great. I want some more, okay? Then follow the show, and then you can get all of these shows, and you can feed your spirit with the information that you have found that is giving you so much life, okay? That's why this broadcast, this show, this format has been created for you so that you have somewhere to go, okay? When your spirit needs to be fed, okay, you can get it fed right here, okay? So, again, everybody, brothers, congratulations in advance on the strides that you're going to make. You're going to Philly, and if you're not going to Philly, you're going to get the web, you're going to be on the webinar. So I want to congratulate you in advance, because the work that you're about to undertake is going to change your life. And who's going to benefit? Not just you, your mates, your children, you know, your family, your community, the nation is going to benefit from what it is that only you can bring. Again, my name is Jawanza, and I thank you so much for your time, everybody. Who am I? I'm the one who, in giving, receives more. Thank you.